Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, and we are on with one of my best friends, certainly in the family office space, Tom Handler. He's an internationally recognized attorney that practices in Chicago, but he's got an international practice. He's the founder of Handler Thayer. Thayer does the real estate. Tom does the taxes. Two really smart guys. They're always out there looking to protect your family. Remember, when it's on my show, it's all about you. Welcome, Tom Handler, back to the show. How you doing, Tom?
I'm well, Jim. Happy to be here.
Thanks so much. It's summertime, but usually you're in Arizona now. Well, where are you?
Well, there's no Cubs, there's no Hawks, there's not much to do. So I've been sitting here at home like everybody else, hunkered down.
Well, hopefully you've been practicing your slap shot.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm ready for next season.
All right. Well, listen, Tom, there's been a lot of changes since we last talked. There's a lot of really scared people out of there. They've seen their portfolios go up and down, left and right. It's almost July 15th, which is the big new tax day. You know, you're the guru. What do people need to know?
Well, it's an unusual environment, and I've rarely seen things this erratic. So in addition to the wild bipartisanship that we've seen ever since Trump got elected, the Democrats have never acknowledged that they didn't win the election, and it's been a battle ever since, almost a civil war without any shots being fired. The markets have been erratic. You've got unparalleled lawlessness that's been tolerated in view of recent weeks, people destroying public property, private property, businesses, firebombing police, and this kind of craziness does not allow people to settle down and relax. And of course, the COVID environment just layers on top of everything else and makes it more difficult. Many people have lost their jobs, are furloughed, have been their pay cut. You put this all together and then throw an election on top of that, and you've got a really volatile environment. Now, on the tax side in particular, what's driving additional distress is the Biden tax proposals, which anyone who is paying taxes, which would be the top 50% versus the bottom 50% that pays nearly nothing, the 50% on the top half have paid more tax almost every World War II under the Biden proposal, they're going to be paying a heck of a lot more. So someone's going to have to pay for all these COVID handouts and loans and entitlements at the state and federal level. So the writing is on the wall. Taxes are going to have to go up, and it's going to inordinately fall in the top 10%. We're going to end up paying, as usual, about 90% of all taxes, although they won't get credit for that in the newspaper.
No, they're the people that everybody points a finger at, Tom.
Yes, because it's your fault, Jim. You did it. Everything that went wrong, it's guys like you that caused the problem. So I'm sorry you went to school and sorry you worked, but you're the cause of all evils that are out there, which of course is a bunch of tripe.
It's the American way, the American dream, you know?
Yes.
So, Tom, you and your team go out there, you survey the rules and regulations, you make sure everybody pays their fair share, but notice I said fair share. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on. What are some of the things that you're telling your clients that, you know, we need to know that isn't really proprietary? Of course, we love
sure.
The proprietary stuff, but, you know.
Well, some of the more common things. So first, taxpayer flight is a huge issue. And by that, I mean flight of trusts, portfolios, family holding companies, businesses, and individuals. And they're not surprisingly leaving the bankrupt blue states. And Trump kind of overstated it. I think he said something like the 19 states with the most criminality, worst economies, and most bankrupt are all Democrat. And that wasn't true. 19 are Democrat and one is actually an independent. So we have to correct the record. But Illinois, where we are the highest overall taxing state and the number one most bankrupt state, and we are the state that has lost the most people. But all of the high tax states are getting slaughtered. So in particular, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Illinois, California, are the big losers, and the population is running out the door. Illinois is losing about 350 people per day. And by the time the people go, we've already moved the businesses. They've gone over the border into Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Wisconsin, where the taxes are more reasonable and the politicians don't come over to shake you down. We're also the most corrupt city, Chicago, but only the third most corrupt state. So we got beat out by New Jersey and Louisiana. So we have that going for us. So the businesses have moved. Family holding companies have been moving out of here for a long time. They'll go to states with favorable tax attributes. And then trusts as well. There are strategies to move trust to states where you don't yet end up with onerous taxation. So by the time the individuals decide to leave their friends, their families, their places of worship, where they grew up, and move someplace else, everything else is already gone. So that's become a spectator sport. We engage in those transactions on almost a weekly basis. And that's going to continue for a long period of time because taxpayers really aren't comfortable paying onerous tax rates. There's a level at which they just won't pay anymore. And at that point, they'll do almost anything to avoid it. But
Tom, one of the things that we've seen, and I want you to think about this, then we'll come back after a quick break, is a lot of the family-owned businesses, the big businesses, have had interruptions. They collected some PPP, maybe they didn't, and now they've been interrupted. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how you address that. Are you seeing some of the family offices dealing with business interruption and insurance claims?
We are, and a lot of insurance companies are fighting those business interruption policies, you know, taking the position that COVID is not a covered event. We'll see how that shakes out in the court. But in the meantime, the insurance companies are holding the money in many cases. The taxpayers are not getting the revenue. The PPP money may be keeping them alive for a period of time, but many of those businesses, particularly entertainment venues and restaurants, closed during COVID, and now these riots destroyed them, burnt them, smashed all the windows, destroyed the inventory, further insult upon injury. So many of them were going to go under anyway. And the last 3 or 4 weeks of rampant lawlessness pushed a lot more of them over the edge. And it's indiscriminate. These people were destroying Hispanic, Black, white-owned business. Didn't matter. They're just criminals destroying property and pillaging everything under the sun, looting everything they could steal, including in some cases, they took the mops and brooms and cleaning supplies out of the retail stores.
Unbelievable.
It's a situation.
I want you to hang on for just a minute. We're going to go to a quick break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get your thoughts about what's happening between now and the election and a little bit about what you see as the tax proposals of both candidates right after this. Lots to talk about, not a lot of time. So I really appreciate you. We're going to go rapid fire. Reagan, let's go out real quick. Let's come back real quick. We got a lot of time to do here. All right, everybody. I'd like to remind everybody that we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, Warren Henry, who's been with us this month. It'll make 8 years. I guess we sell a lot of cars. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, the 72-hour exchange, which means you can take 3 full days to make sure you love your Warren Henry car. So join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian, and a whole bunch of my friends. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Everybody, I'm just here talking about how to help my friends. You know, they call me, they go, Jim, I'm under a lot of financial pressure. I don't really know what to do. My deal's all cratered. My store hasn't been able to be open for a while, all kinds of different things. And what I tell them is the following. I hear you. It's not going to be easy. I want to help. One of the ways I can help is to leverage somebody's house. They can pull money out. I've got a friend of mine, he's a developer. All he gets is 1099 income. Capital gains. Tom will tell you how hard that is to finance that guy. I'm going to help him pull $300,000 out of his home that he can put on the side to do his next deal or to just feel safer. Another friend, another developer, I'm pulling out a whole bunch of money. I'm lowering his cost $1,500 a month. Another developer friend of mine, I'm helping his son buy his first home up in Orlando. And there's all kinds of investors I'm working with too. Everybody, commercial, bridge loans, got those too. Saving deals left and right. I've got 11 deals scheduled to close between now and the end of September. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I want to use what I know and the people that I know to help you and your family get through this together with me and everybody in the community. So give me a call. When you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're here with my good friend, Tom Handler. Tom is probably the number one, well, he is, he's recognized every year, he's the number one asset protection and tax attorney in the world. Tom is here on our show. I want to thank him for joining us and telling us his thoughts and what he sees going on in the family office world and the high net worth investor world. So, Tom, we left off the 10% of the people who are going to fund all of this. How do you make sure that they only pay their fair share and not something that's unfair?
So the moves taxpayers can make, assuming that rates have to go up regardless of who wins the election, COVID's got to be paid for. If Biden gets in, the rates will go up significantly and taxation will be increased quite a bit more. So an even more drastic increase. But in either scenario, the typical strategy is to accelerate income to this year and deductions, which means if you have gains you can take, take them now while the capital gains rates are low, take them now while ordinary income tax rates are low, and push off your deductions into the future because the deductions will offset higher rates that we're expecting in 2021 or beyond, again, depending on how the election goes, but they could go up for both parties to fund this COVID mess. The caveat to that is that part of the one among the Democrat proposals, you remember AOC said there shouldn't be any billionaires. Why do we allow billionaires in this country? One of the recommendations is to take away the Schedule A, which means no home mortgage interest deduction, no real estate tax, no sales tax, no personal state income tax deduction, no medical expenses, and no charitable deductions. They would all go away. So the writing on the wall would say, if you don't want to take a chance, you might want to accelerate those deductions to this year and not wait until next year. And that's probably a pretty reasonable strategy, because if something happens next year, the law will likely pass in the first 6 months and be retroactive till January 1 of 2021. So 2020 is the time to do it. And because of that, that's going to drive gargantuan estate planning in the fourth quarter. 2012, in the fourth quarter, when the law changed, was the busiest time in the last 150 years for estate planning. We could see the same sort of activity in this fourth quarter for the very same reasons. Under the proposals, right now we have a very generous lifetime exclusion of about $23 million per couple. It's by far the biggest thing we've ever seen. At the same time, we have these historically low interest rates that no one can remember ever seeing, and a lot of economic distress. It's almost the perfect storm for major estate planning. And so we're advising people, if you haven't used up your exclusion amount, which you can use during life by making gifts, or you can wait and save it till death, using it sooner means all the appreciation on the gifts you make avoids estate tax. So using it sooner is better, but using it sooner is even more important if the exclusion amount goes down, which it could go down precipitously. And the proposals have been anywhere between $2 million and $5 million. That's a big drop, which then translates roughly to $10, $11 million per couple or $4 million per couple. So it's a huge reduction, particularly if you leverage those transactions, you can transfer an awful lot more money. So using that exclusion is going to be the primary focus between now and year end. And this has an income tax impact as well, but it's primarily driven by the estate tax. And what people are going to do primarily are use intentionally defective trusts, because you can make very substantial gifts or have that trust buy assets. And the settlor or the parent or the grandparent can pay the income tax for the child or the grandchild. It doesn't count as a gift. So it works for estate purposes and not for income tax purposes. That defect is intentional to allow the taxes to be paid. It's very impactful. typical grantor retained annuity trust. This is what Sam Walton made famous. Part of the reason his two daughters are among the 10 wealthiest women on planet Earth. Grats are a good thing. And the third are dynasty trusts, which is a trust that once it's in this vehicle, will never pay an estate tax, a gifts tax, a generation skipping tax, income respective decedent, a state estate tax, or a state inheritance tax. And all those transactions can be done naked. I mean, you can just put the asset in there and let it go. The smarter taxpayers, the more sophisticated taxpayers, will first put the assets into a family holding company, like a family limited partnership or family investment company. Those entitle the assets to a discount, so far more impactful transactions can be done. And those interests, rather than the underlying stock or business or real estate, can be used as a subject matter of these IDITs, GRATs, and dynasty trusts to leverage these transactions up. And in fact, the magnitude of what we can get out of an estate is in the neighborhood of $100 million if we did this transaction at its highest possible level. But those numbers can be dialed down, and they're very, very impactful. So we expect a lot of these gifts, a lot of these transfers will be put in place between now and year end. And that's primarily how I think people are going to spend their time. And then picking up the nickels and dimes on the couch with income tax savings, funding qualified plans, taking deductions they can take, getting the income tax at a lower rate, and pushing off deductions that are likely not to go away is my best guess.
Wow. I know I have a lot of friends that to take advantage of that. One of them's watching, my friend Jay. Jay, you need to talk to me, and I got to get you to Tom right away. So, Tom, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Tell me what your clients are talking to you about from a business standpoint. Most of your clients own multi-generational, large corporate businesses. How are they dealing with COVID-19 and the way that it's impacting both them and their employees? Because I got to believe a safe place that's that treats their workers well is going to be the place people are going to gravitate to as things calm down here.
That's exactly right. So I think the distress caused by COVID has been felt by almost everyone. The furloughs, the pay cuts are very difficult to avoid. It's a tough situation. I think those employers that have hung on to people if they could or put them on part-time so they still have a livelihood and benefits will be remembered. And as things improve and the curve flattens out, which appears to be starting to already despite spikes here and there, those firms will be remembered. And I think that those who allow people to work remotely, cut hours, try to hang on to as many of their staff as possible, those that did it successfully will be rewarded. Unfortunately, we're going to lose a lot of businesses. A lot of small businesses are going to go under. And unfortunately, that's just an inescapable conclusion. So I think many of the families are doing everything they can to really take care of people. And the business owners are doing everything they can to hang on. And in many cases, if they aren't, it's because they just don't have the ability to. That they're getting hammered so hard that they just can't fight the storm and they're going to have to give up.
Now, Tom, I know you and your team work with a lot of philanthropies, a lot of your clients. You help them set up tremendous gift-giving vehicles. We've got about 5 minutes left. Can you profile a couple of your clients that don't mind if you talk about what they're doing to help the community, either with COVID or with the coming together? Because I know you've got a very diverse client base. Maybe some of them are having some social activities that we should profile.
Absolutely. There have been a number of families have sponsored meetings and forums for discussion, much along your ad of being kind, be nice, treat people the way that you want to be treated. But on the charitable side, an awful lot of funding, because the focus has been largely on race relations, rightly or wrongly. But it's going to create some positives. So I don't like the message. I don't like the blame game. I don't like the lack of accountability. But the cause is a good one, and that is we want to eliminate any kind of biases or prejudices. So a lot of money is going into off-the-street clubs, programs that target at-risk youths. You know, in particular, one of the national foundations that also operates in Miami, it's getting at-risk youths, almost all minorities, off the street, out of gangs, and into music and more favorable forums. a lot of those similar type organizations, the Off the Street Clubs, the Northwestern Settlement House, Jane Addams Hull House, those organizations are all over the country. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has a fabulous program for inner city kids, sends them to summer camp and gets them in an environment where they have more positive experiences, and they meet a father figure, many kids for the first time in their lives. They have someone they can relate to and mentor. And so those programs have kicked up into high gear, and people have really opened up their pockets, and it's really been very, very positive. So I love seeing that. I have no appreciation and can't justify any of the lawlessness, which I find inexcusable, but the outcome of the outpouring of people and giving to these causes, despite how it was handled, is really very reassuring and admirable. And so I'm love watching it, and it's very encouraging, and I hope it continues.
I'm sure it will. I have a number of friends that are involved in making a real big change. I know that both political parties really want to make it happen, but I don't think it's really about political parties. I think it's about people. And I think that the will of the people is to just come together. And so there'll always be outliers that are driven by hate and anguish, but there'll always be people in the middle like you, and I'm going to say it like me, and we have friends in your firm that do it too. Andrew, you know, the rest of the team. It's all about making the world better. So I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your ideas. You know, people pay a lot of money to go hear you speak, but you come on my show and you speak to our audience from the heart. And it's really a wonderful thing. I'm sorry I couldn't play your intro. Facebook is all up on our, you know, all the music we've been using. I do want to get together offline. I'll arrange it with your team. I do have a great group that's working on business interruption. They're sponsors on the show. It's Garfinkel Law Firm, Lerner & Rowe. They're a national firm. We'll talk to you about that. And if it can help any of your clients, we'd love the opportunity to help make people's lives better. But having you on the show, Tom, always does that for us. You always deliver. You always are insightful. And we really appreciate your take.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on. And I hope that you and your friends and colleagues and family stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you. Best to you and your family as well. Safety and good health. We'll sit up with your team to talk offline about more new business. Thank you so much, Tom Handler, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. All right. What a great show we've had. Everybody from Tom Handler talking about protecting your assets and charitable contributions, to Manny Johnson talking about protecting yourself and your family and your community, to Annabelle, who told us how to have a beautiful, wonderful, positive environment. It's been a great show. I want to thank everybody. I want to give a shout out to the first responders and to our health heroes. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, now for a ninth year. I want to thank Creco AI, Carlson International, the NFL Alumni Association, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, thank you to you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page, Twitter page, LinkedIn, everywhere. We're everywhere. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets thousands of hits every week. If you missed today's show, Reagan will have it up on the internet on freedombusiness.com presently. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week at noon right here, where we're going to have some more tremendous content. It'll be a positive way for you to build on your day and feel tremendous. You'll be able to take away things that you learned on that show, and you'll be able to make your life better that day. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.